You're listening to Transform Squadron, a podcast production of ZoneBase.org. ZoneBase is a site about robots, monsters, and misadventure. If you find yourself wondering what that even means, I don't know, maybe go check it out. My name's Rob. Hi. I make both the ZoneBase and Transform Squadron. It's a one-man production. And it's really not that fancy of a thing. It's just a fan blog, but it's my fan blog. And thanks for checking it out. This month, first off, maybe I should tell you guys, this episode's coming out a lot later in the month than I intended. Though I do think the middle to end of the month is where I'm aiming at with releasing episodes of this podcast. It's a monthly thing. It's not a every week thing. I don't think I've really got it in me to make it every week. And being a one man podcast, I don't know if you've got it in you to listen to it every week. But monthly seems to be a pretty good schedule for this show. But also, I do think, somewhere from the middle to the end of the month is a good time frame for me to release it in. The beginning of the month, I don't know, man. It just seems like too much is going on as is. There's other monthly podcasts out there. And they are much better at scheduling their releases than this one. But I think that's a good time frame. Hope you guys agree. If not, we'll just work with it, But this month, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I am fried. I am seriously fried. It's been a busy past couple of weeks. We're heading into summer, which is when I tend to be much busier, professionally. And, dude, I think I need a vacation. Fortunately, as I'm recording this, Memorial Day weekend is coming up. It's coming up this coming weekend, which will be a nice 3-day weekend, giving me a chance to just take a break. And I'm looking forward to that. Another thing about Memorial Day is it's the beginning of summer. I know what calendars say, and the start of summer is officially, sometime in June. But where I come from, Memorial Day is like the start of summer, And it's a holiday I've always liked. I don't particularly. Summer is definitely not my favorite season of the year, mostly because I live in Georgia. I live in the South, and it's very hot. It's very hot, and that sucks. It's not very pleasant. It's very humid here, so it's not just hot. It's like wet hot. And it can be very miserable. It can just suck the life out of you on these, yesterday, it's Monday. It's Monday morning as I'm recording this. Yesterday morning was, Sunday, of course. And the wife and I went out to do a few things. She collects Squishmallows. And they have these special events at Five Below's for Squishmallows on Sundays. Not every Sunday, but fairly often. And while we were out, we stopped at Target, and it was like 90-something degrees by then. And we're walking out to my car, and inside the Target, we got Frappuccinos from Starbucks. And I think we barely drank them inside Target. We just thought it'd be nice to have this cool drink. It's because it was hot, by the time we got to the card, I think we had drained them. Like, oh, gee. It was so hot. But what I do like about Memorial Day weekend is not only is it just kind of a pleasant holiday weekend, you know, it's always just nice, a nice chance to take a break. You know, it's just that good, I need this. But also what I do like about summer is for me and for a lot of others like me, it's the start of the Halloween season. And before some of you stop and go, whoa, dude, too early. You know, no, it's not. You know, Walpurgis Night is a German holiday that it's like a festival that takes place the first weekend of May, last weekend of April. And that kind of kicks it off. That's like a spooky festival that kicks things off. And May is, you know, the halfway to Halloween month. It's years ago, I would say Halloween in May because, you know, people would have Christmas in July. So I was like, well, Halloween in May. And clearly I'm not the only one because as time has went by, more and more people have started celebrating halfway to Halloween in May. Meaning it's just have some spooky fun, you know, right here in spring. And it's just a great time to do it. You know, it's fun. It's super fun. You see these oddball little posts online, companies giving little peeks of product or little spooky things they're doing. I think IFC is having a marathon this weekend of Halloween Friday the 13th movies, as in a, you know, but you know, halfway to Halloween, but also spooky summer, because you know, Friday the 13th takes place in summer. It's at a summer camp. You know, it's the that hey, it's getting scary type of year. You know, it's the things are starting to get officially scary. You know, it's scary all year. I like to say at Zone Base, every day is Halloween. You know, because I love this crap all year. I like scary things. I like spooky stuff. You know, organizing it into a thing called Weekly Halloween this year, being this day is an official spooky post day. But I've done it pretty much ongoing after the site kind of found its vibe. Like, admittedly, the first year of the site, it took me a while to get this thing going. Like, I first started just posting Transformer stuff only because I was like, this is a good starting point. And when I did Halloween with it the first year, I mainly focused on spooky Transformers. And then a couple of months, by November of that first year, I started, you know, expanding out and making the site actually what I wanted it to be. I honestly, you know, it's just a fan blog. Don't get me wrong. It is a fan blog. A fan blog is essentially a fanzine in blog form, you know, less formal. Although some fanzines are not much more formal than a folded up note in class. You know, I've had some, I don't know, has any of you ever had a fanzine? You know, they're not as common as they used to be, you know, with the internet and all. The websites have really kind of taken their place, or fan blogs like mine have really kind of taken the place of fanzines, but they still exist. A lot of them are, you know, in PDF form, but they still exist. But back in the day, I used to get quite a bit of them. And a lot of different, you know, the Transformers folks out there, we remember getting Transformers fanzines. And, you know, not just those, like video game fanzines, movie fanzines, like fan-made productions. You know, a lot of times it was just Xeroxed and stapled together. And you were on a list and you sent someone, you know, $5 for shipping and handling for so many amount of issues or whatever, or maybe by each issue you'd send the money because, you know, it wasn't always on a schedule, man, you know. And I remember getting some that were just literally notebook paper and like handwriting, you know, with some hand, you know, thoughts and about things written down by hand and like drawings, and like they'd go and Xerox the thing, you know, they'd just go make copies of it, go to a copy machines. You know, these days you mainly see them at places like Staples or whatever, an office supply store. I don't know if Kinko's is a thing anymore. I haven't really seen a Kinko's in a while, but you know, you go to those copy stores where you just go and make your copies. And a lot of times grocery stores would have copy machines up front and you could just put a couple of quarters in there and make whatever you needed. Maybe go to the library and do it, you know. Yeah, people would just make copies and staple the things together. Really fancy ones would have like professional binding and professional printing and be on glossy paper and stuff. But more often than not, you had, yeah, just, you know, basic copy paper stapled together, black and white copies of what people printed out, you know. And that mindset is effectively what a fan blog is. And that's what Zonebase is. It's just a, you know, like, expression of my fandom. Obviously, Transformers is a big one, but I like other things too, and I wanted to incorporate that, and that's what I do. And that's what I've been doing for a few years now. But the first year of it, I really kind of had to make myself do it, because when you're doing a project like this, sometimes your own self-doubt will make you not think you could do it, you know. So I was taking baby steps, admittedly, and being that Transformers is probably my most dominant hobby, you know, I focused on it initially. I did name the site after a Transformers location, after all. But, you know, during that first year, after I really got its groove on, you know, and Halloween became a thing, I found a way to make Halloween a regular part of the site, just because I like spooky stuff and I wanted to have scary things there. You know, for a while there, I was doing like Friday Night Frights, where it'd be a scary post on Friday night, you know, and that sort of thing. But man, I love Halloween, and it really shows on the site. And summer, you know, I think from the beginning, I'd say summer was really when Halloween would start kicking in, where I'd really start over adding extra scary things. And scary stuff just works in summer, because summer is a spooky time of year as well. You know, it's the prelude to Halloween, but on its own, you know, it's, you know, I say it's the prelude to Halloween because it's leading up to the Halloween season. You got like Halloween stuff starts slowly working its way into stores in summer. People like me, we start getting excited for Halloween, like admittedly November 1st, but you know, summer's when it really starts percolating up. And but on its own, like, you know, you'd get out of school for summer break, or you take that summer vacation or whatever, and man, you know, you're shooting fireworks and you're having lemonade and you're sitting at the pool and there's all these bright colors, and then it's like, and then Jason kills someone. You know, like, scary stuff happens in summer all the time. You know, there's all this scary stuff. In some countries, it's ghost story season. You know, there's Obon in August. There's Hungry Ghost Festival in Asian countries in August. It's just its own scary time of year of its own, while also being festive and fun, you know? So it's just a fun way to start the scary stuff there. Not to mention, like, I don't know where you live, but where I live, there's a chain of stores called At Home. It used to be known as Garden Ridge, and it's like a home decor store. And Garden Ridge lost its way at a point where they weren't really focusing so much on the home decor. And they basically reinvented themselves as At Home. And a nicer store, too, as At Home. And At Home basically recalibrated itself back to being pardon me, had to take a drink there of my glass of green tea. I was getting a little parched and a little, it's time to drink something. But At Home really lost its way as when it was known as Garden Ridge. It was like they started selling just about anything, not just home decor. And for a while, it was just like these big tables full of crap. You know, it's still fun to go in, don't get me wrong, but when they restructured themselves into At Home and made it a much nicer store, they really saved their business, I think. But one thing about Garden Ridge and then as At Home, they really got into Halloween, like just tons of cool decorations and fun, mainly decorations, of course, but there's fun stuff too. And it's just a really neat store. And I don't know what happened. I don't know whose bright idea it was, but I'm very thankful they had it because I first noticed it starting in 2019 and they've been doing it since. And that's that they start their holidays early. Like if you go to a craft store, you go to say Michael's or you go to like Hobby Lobby, they start getting holiday stuff months before a holiday because you gotta get started early for that crafting stuff. You know, you're making a wreath or some sort of decor stuff, or a lot of these people make that stuff and sell it. You know, they need to get started early. They need to get started months early to make their product or just make their little thing that they're going to put out in the front yard. You know, it's going to take a little time. These companies that make holiday stuff like Halloween decorations and Christmas stuff, they get started November 1st. You know, like they take a little break. Actually, they take maybe like a few days off and then get right back to work because they got to have this stuff ready to be shipped to stores now. You know, the stuff is lining up on trucking docks now because it's got to be, you know, back to school stuff will be out in stores by like July, and by mid-August the Halloween stuff's out. You know, they're it's shipping now. You know, and that's not to say the companies that do spooky all year stuff, they're going all year. But of course, people like myself and maybe you, we know we're in the minority. The rest of the world's, they're waiting a little closer to Halloween for Halloween stuff. And that's okay. Those folks, you know, they're going to be buying a ton of it. It's being sold in mass. It's got to be ready now. But like I said, they're working all year on this stuff. And it's fun to look at the little sneak peeks and all that throughout the year as it's coming. But At Home, we started early. And when I mean early, we're talking about June. They put Halloween stuff out. Now, the thing is, by October, they're out of stuff and they've got Christmas stuff up. You know, actually by September, Christmas is working its way in, you know. Maybe a little bit earlier than that because, you know, Christmas obviously is the bigger season, but it's, you watch it, man. It's like they're out of stuff and they're stocking the other thing, you know. But starting in June, and it's just like little, they start getting the area ready. They have like the seasonal section. They got the planogram things taped up and stuff starts slow. It's fun. The wife and I, we like to go. We won't go every weekend, but we'll go maybe every other weekend or something like that, because it'll be like a few bags of cobwebs and a couple of little pumpkins. And you'll see the planogram stuff taped up. And then the next time you go, there'll be a few more things. And by about mid-July, it is full of stuff. And by August, it's like they keep finding new things. It's like it's like the slow churn up of cool things. And like it starts in mid-June. And that's on like a few weeks. We stopped ourselves this past weekend from going in there because we're like, they're not going to have anything yet. But what they do have now, though, will be greenery. Like, you know, those little decorative trees and stuff like that you put in the living room. They're starting to get the fall color versions of those. That's like the beginning of it. Those probably started showing up this month, maybe last month. They may have had a couple of leftovers from last year still sitting on the store. You know, you might have been able to go into a Party City and see the leftover Halloween makeup where they got a little small section of it all year. But those stores like that, man, it's on. It is on like Donkey Kong. And on my site, starting right after Memorial Day is when I start cranking it up. I'll be posting paranormal videos and doing more focusing on scary toys. You know, it won't be the entire thing. You know, the regular posting on the site will be the same, but there will be an increased attention on scary stuff. And the closer we get, the more frequent it gets. And then first week of August, it switches over to Halloween mode. And I have a lot of fun doing it. I can tell by the site traffic, people have a lot of fun reading it. And that's all starting after this weekend. In past years, I would kind of copy the Halloween model as, you know, for every regular post, there was a Halloween post. Well, for every regular post, there was a spooky post. I think I'm going to change it up a little this year. You know, last year I got sick right in the middle of summer and it threw everything off. And that made me kind of rethink the way I would do it. And so I think just to keep Halloween the absolute smorgasbord that it is, that I'm going to change up summer a little bit. Like, it's still going to be quite a bit of scary stuff, but maybe the frequency will be a little different. So that's what I'm going to be doing here soon. Like, after this week, you know, I don't know when this episode will go up. You know, I published this podcast through TF Radio, the network, Radio Free Cybertron. And doing so, I've got to kind of work on Brian Kilby's schedule. He'll get it out when he can. He's a very busy man. He has, like, goats to herd. And, you know, he's got to do things like chuck corn. And the cows are in the pasture. And he's got so many things to do. He's so busy. He doesn't even sleep. He will be up. He has not slept in 20 years because he is so, I mean, he's got to bale hay, you know, stuff like that. He's a busy guy. But when he gets it ready, he'll put the show up. And, you know, wherever he puts the show up, I think it's on most apps. I think I misspoke. I assumed it was on Spotify. I don't know if it is or not. But he has it on most apps. You probably know how to get a hold of it. Radio Free Cybertron. You know, they're pretty well known. So he gets stuff out, and you know where to find it. From tfradio.net for shows and showtimes. And most other podcast applications he has it on. And yo, he'll put it out. So hopefully this will be out before then, and that 20 minutes of me talking about stuff will make a lot more sense. If not, you're probably like, oh, okay, That's why all of a sudden there's more scary stuff than before. You know, all of the year I've been doing spooky weeks occasionally just because it's fun. But now I'm officially hitting my own schedule of, all right, fair game. So I'm excited. Now, another thing I wanted to talk about this month, and then I'm going to get out of here, is this past weekend, the wife and I was doing some shopping. And I've been having a lot of fun with Walmart doing their vintage style reissues of Transformers. You know, they've done their, they had their G1 vintage exclusives. You know, there's been plenty of Transformers re-releases over the years. Hasbro and Takara has re-released older toys in a variety of ways for a long time now. But the past few years, they've been releasing them through Walmart in vintage packaging, and it's a lot of fun. Now, depending on where you are, sometimes they go on clearance, and sometimes they don't. Mine never does. Mine never goes on clearance. They tend to clear out pretty quick on their own before getting to clearance prices. They usually sell out pretty quickly. However, this past time we went to a local one and they had recently remodeled. And I don't know if the remodeling had any effect on sales or not, but I do know it was not pleasant going in there while they were remodeling. It was like bedlam. It was just crazy. And this is a nicer Walmart. It's in a nicer area. It's a kind of a more expensive area. It's about 20 minutes away from our place. We, you know, we're definitely not super rich, fancy people, but we're very firmly middle class, and we live in a firmly middle class area. And the Walmart closest to us kind of serves a mix of firmly middle class area, you know. And I'll be quite honest with you, that Walmart has definitely went downhill over the past few years. It used to be a much nicer store. And there's another one about 30 minutes one way that's slightly out of town in a more rural area. And we go to it occasionally. It's a fun trip, but of course it's also like a day trip going to Walmart. So it's one of those I want to do something different kind of adventures. And this one I'm talking about, the nicer one, it's one we used to go to all the time when we lived in our former neighborhood. Excuse me, my nose had to do its thing. Pardon me. Sinuses, sorry. But it's the one we shopped at all the time in our former home. However, since we've moved here, we've got another one closer, so we don't go to that one as much. You know, sometimes if you just want to run out to the store real quick, the one closest by is going to be the one you go to, you know. Although here in another year or so, we're probably going to move. You know, where we live now is it's a rental. We intended to buy a home and then kind of got overwhelmed and rented the place we live at now. And with the mindset of the next place we get, we'll buy, and unless there's some reason, probably never move again. We don't want to move anymore. And the area we're looking at is probably closer to this Walmart here in particular. We just, where we're at now is a lot more busy. So traffic can be kind of crazy. So we're kind of aiming back to a little less traffic. But that Walmart was, it's a cool one, man. But like I said, for the past couple of months, they've been remodeling and it's just been unpleasant in there. Is honestly, I felt like, man, is this store going downhill too? You know, not all stores stay nice, you know. I always tell people there's a strict generational gap between when McDonald's was a pleasant place to go to and now. Like, there's a whole generation that will not believe you if you tell them, hey, McDonald's used to be a great place to go. People like to go to McDonald's. Back in the day, like, families would go there on the weekend. It has this whole production. It was a neat place. You generally had good service. Now it's like, I just want a quick lunch for a few dollars. I'll stop by McDonald's. There's a whole generation that does not even know what that's like. And there's a whole couple of generations of people like, man, what happened? Can't even get ice cream no more. but thankfully this Walmart was just remodeling. Pardon me, had to take a little break for a second again. My sinuses are wanting to act up because I'm recording. It never fails. I'll be fine till I hit record. But thankfully, this Walmart was just remodeling and was crazy during that time. And wow, they did a nice job. It looks like a completely new store in there, and it's nice. You don't say Walmart and nice in the same sentence often. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you go, man, that's a really nice Walmart. But usually you just go, man, that's Walmart. You know, every once in a while you have the one right, man, that Walmart is crap. It's terrible. They need a new manager or something. But, you know, usually you're just like, yeah, you know what you're getting. You're going to Walmart. But this one's one of the nice ones. And we went there, and I don't know if it was because of the remodeling and maybe people were just kind of avoiding it altogether because it just wasn't pleasant to go to. But they had some leftover Beast Wars stuff that went to clearance, you know. And my power just blipped out. It's raining right now as I'm recording. And, you know, I've got stuff muted and all that. But, like, and I've got the TV on. And, like, all of a sudden it blinked out and, like, the microwave went beep. And the power went out. That's weird. I'm recording this on a tablet. You know, that's how I record this show. I prefer to do things on tablets. So I'm just live blogging this happening, I guess. Anyway. But for whatever reason, they had plenty of stuff, I guess, left that went on clearance because obviously people just didn't want to go to the store. And we went to the clearance section and they had not a ton, but they had a good many of Optimus Primal and Megatrons from Beast Wars, from the recent Beast Wars vintage series, as well as some Rhinoxes from Kingdom sitting there on clearance. Pretty good prices, too. I think they were like $11. And I'm like, I bought them at full retail. So I'm a little cheesed every time I see something at a really good clearance price after I done paid however much for it. But that's just kind of the way things are. You got to pay to play. And you can't guarantee something's going to go on clearance. So you just got to take what they give. You know, you're going to be like, hey, this, you got to take that chance. Like, do I want it for this price? Or do I want to see if it'll go on clearance? It's like playing the lottery on that. Like, it's going to, wow, it came back off mute. Hang on. There we go. Put it back on mute. That was weird. Pardon me. They're looking at aliens right now. I have it on Travel Channel. But that's the way these things go. And it was, I looked at it still and it brought back some memories for me. And the memories it brought back of me was buying Beast Wars stuff on clearance. Like, I, you know, there's a, depending on your store, there's going to be some leftover product that goes on the clearance. That's just the way of retail. Transformers either does or doesn't have toys that'll end up on the clearance aisle. Your store is different than mine. You know, it just kind of depends on the area, which one sells more than others. But man, I specifically remember a few times during Beast Wars getting stuff on clearance for really good prices and really taking advantage of it. You know, the first one I can bring up would be the Animorphs Transformers. And the reason I'm doing that first is because I think most people's Animorph selections went on clearance. They didn't sell very well. It seemed like more of an experiment than a wholehearted effort. But that's maybe not true. Actually, I think they thought Animorphs would sell better than they did. But you know, for those of you who weren't around, Animorph Transformers were the Animorphs toys based off of the successful books and TV show at the time. And Hasbro got the license and They had the Transformers team design the toys, and they released them with the Transformers logo on the packaging. Because, hey, they're Transformers, you know? And they put them on the shelves right next to the Beast Wars stuff. And some of you might be saying, well, why did they do that? Well, it's like, well, they're cross-selling. They're using that Transformers logo to, you know, help sell these things. You know, before there was things like the Marvel Transformers or these crossover toys like the Top Gun Transformer or the Ecto-1 thing. They had, you know, they did those Marvel Transformers and Star Wars Transformers. And way before that, I think Animorphs was really the first attempt to cross over with the Transformer branding. If you can look on the wiki now, but it was kind of talked about in smaller circles back in the day. And you can find the, like I said, on the wiki and maybe some other reference sites where Hasbro was looking into using the Transformers branding as a branding and experiment some, like they were going to do a Universal Monsters line back in the day. I don't know if it's officially Universal branded or just generic monsters like Frankenstein and Dracula, that kind of idea. But they were going to do stuff like that with the Transformers branding, make it sort of like a label as well as a series itself. And, you know, it didn't really happen because this was kind of late in G1 when things started kind of dying down there for a little bit. But this was something they experimented with for quite a while. And Animorphs was one of their first attempts to really put something out like that. And they were out there right next to your Beast Wars toys. And they sold, just obviously not as much as intended to. And they got discontinued. So much so that, you know, what became Beast Wars Mutants was originally Animorphs toys. They actually had to remold the human faces to be robot faces on those things for the Beast Wars Mutants. I still remember seeing product samples where, you know, however people get these things like product samples or prototypes or whatever, and they get traded around. I remember seeing the in-packaged Animorph samples of those Beast Wars Mutants at, like, old BotCons and stuff. But those Animorphs really went to clearance. And there's currently a whole lot of them each store was sitting on, because it was a good summer, maybe a good year of just constantly seeing Animorph toys on clearance. And that's when a lot of us got our Animorphs. Like, I was broke. I was, you know, a broke kid going to local city college, paying my way through. I had to pay my way through. You know, I worked myself through school. I had a part-time job at Office Max. Sucked. And I barely had any money because I had a car, I had an apartment, and I was paying for classes at a local city school. I'll say community college, but this was really a city college. And now it's a full four-year university, but at the time it was just a small school. I think it's still a small school now, but it's not as small as it was then. But I was paying my way through classes. I didn't have a whole lot of money. And, you know, sometimes I'd get to buy myself a new Transformer. Sometimes I couldn't. Those stupid Animorph things last year are now, hey, these things are only $2. And, hey, these are actually really good toys. Like, they were, if you look past the whole trend, like, a lot of people really had a stick up their butt about the Transformers logo being on the thing. They really couldn't see past it. Like, these guys aren't from Cybertron. Like, they were really upset about it. And, but once they went on clearance, a lot of us got over that super quick. I guess I wasn't the only broke kid. And they're like, on their own, they were really good toys. Like, look, not all of them were, but for the most part, a lot of them were really good toys. And there was one that I did pass on, and I kind of regret it now. It was a combiner of three of the kids. and they merged together to make a Tyrannosaurus Rex. And that one shared the same head mold as Beast Wars Megatron. Like, they were using the molding for his head. And I really wish I would have got that one. I had plenty of opportunities. I remember seeing it just stacked up at Toys R Us for not a lot of money. But once again, I was broke and kind of spending my spare dollars where I could, you know. But that was definitely a clearance line thing. Another was like odd stuff. Like, a lot of people will talk about Transquito and Scavenger, the Transmetal Scavenger. Those sat in clearance shelves forever. I'm convinced there's a Kmart. Well, no, Kmart's out of business. Like a Kmart. It was usually Kmart or Toys R Us where you'd see them. But I'm convinced there's a location with those heavily stocked still, like just piles of them. There's a warehouse somewhere with like a pallet just full of Scavengers and Transquitos, because there were so many of them. Like, I remember my Transquito actually was a Christmas present. My mom was buying me stuff, and I think she just grabbed Transquito because he was like just a few dollars. They officially got down to under, yeah, they were pretty cheap. I can't remember the exact price because it was a long time ago. But yeah, my Transquito was a Christmas present. Like, I had gotten a bunch of Beast Wars and Beast Machines stuff, and here was Transquito along with it. You know, mom grabbed a couple of clearance guys. I don't blame her. But I remember I did buy Scavenger. I remember at Walmart, he was like under $5. He had been reduced that much. And it was Scavenger was a pretty good toy. It's kind of unfair that he got that treatment, but no one wanted him. he went, I think everyone got their Scavenger on clearance, except for the guys that buy everything on site or whatever. Those guys, you know, I used to be one of those buy everything on site guys, and for the most part, I am now. But at the time, I couldn't always buy things on site, and he was one of them that definitely did not got bought. Then once I had extra money, but on clearance, sure. And he was a good toy. It was not a bad toy. So it's kind of unfair that he got that treatment. But, you know, things go the way they go. And what's cool about that Scavenger mold is he was clearly intended, and according to some sites, absolutely was intended to be a Transmetal version of Inferno. And just, it didn't go that way. However, in hand, if you take a second to look at him, you'll notice he's like an update of Waldoros. During Diaclone, the leaders were the Walrooters, and the leader figure was like Waldoros. It was like a big metal insect thing, you know. And if you really look at a Waldoros and you look at the Scavenger, you can tell he was totally a homage to him in design. I don't know if it was intentional or not. It could have been just a happy accident, but he's totally an update of him. You know what I mean? He's totally an update of that robot. And at the time, it didn't even occur to me. I was like, hey, I got $5. I'm going to buy this guy. I can afford him. And I think that's how everyone got their Scavenger. I think what was funny was, I don't think anybody's receipt said Scavenger. I think they all said Inferno. Mine did. And those receipts back then would be funny too, because now it's a lot more controlled. I think they were individually entered by stores at the time, because like my Rampage said Killer Crab on his receipt, you know, but Scavenger said Inferno. A lot of people's Scavenger said Inferno on their receipts. So I don't know how far he got into the process of being Inferno before things got changed. But somewhere there's a guy named Scavenger, like, wondering, why can I not just be me? But that was a really cool one. But I think my favorite is I got almost all of the Transmetal 2s on clearance. And not because they weren't selling well. Transmetal 2s sold well. But I had found a honey hole. I had found the honeycomb hideout of places to buy Transformers for a while. And that was this one Walmart in a very bad neighborhood. Like, this place was actually well known that you're going to get robbed if you go to this Walmart. You're going to get shot in the parking lot. It was in a very bad area. And it was like, you know, you go to a bad area and like every single business is closed except for like one restaurant that somehow has stayed open. That place, like there's not like gas stations, and they're hanging on. You know, there's no big chain gas stations or anything. This kind of a bad area. And I don't know what came over me. One night, and of course Walmart was 24 hours back then, but one night we had this huge storm. It was this huge rainstorm with ice and all sorts of craziness. Like for a good week or two, stuff was closing early and things were shutting down because the roads were all iced over and there was just trees falling and all. It was like just a week of just insanity. And I decided to go to this crappy Walmart at like 1 a.m. during an ice storm. Right now I can't tell you what came over me, but I just went. Yeah, I just went, I'm going to go to that Walmart. And I did. And I walk in there, and this Walmart is one of the few places open. So, of course, there's a lot of extra people, and they're buying. You know, every time there's a storm, people buy milk and bread. Like, milk and bread is something you consume regularly as is. But for some reason, the minute the weather gets bad, you need a whole bunch of extra milk and bread. I guess the power will go out, and you just drink milk and eat bread and sit around wishing the power was on. But there's a lot of people in there buying milk and bread. And my dumb self goes to look at the Transformers. And I walk and I notice their clearance aisle is huge. This store always has a huge clearance aisle. This is a Walmart. I wonder how is it still in business? Because everything seems to be on clearance all the time. Because nothing really sells normally except for the groceries. And I looked in their clearance aisle. And it was all current product, like stuff that was out now. Like they were just marking it down to make room for the next. Like I think their model was just when it's time to restock after so long, they would just clearance out stuff so you'd have somewhere to put what they have coming in. So there's nothing sold. And there was all like Transmetal 2s, and they hadn't been out very long. And they were like on dirt cheap clearance, like basics were like $2-3, and deluxes are like $4. And I was like, whoa. And for some reason, I think it was tax season. I think I just got my tax return. I had some extra money. And I spent like maybe $60. It was not a lot of money. And bought like a ton of Transformers. I got like almost all of the Transmetal 2s that they had. And I'm not just talking about deluxes and basics. Like, they had a Rampage sitting there for like $9. He was like a $20-something toy. And Transmetal 2 Megatron and like Tigerhawk and stuff. Like $60, I had like a cart full. And I happily rolled my cart up to checkout, full of robots, stood in line. There's only like 2 registers open. You know, some things don't change at Walmart. Yeah, there's only like 1 or 2 registers open now. When you go in there and they're self-serve, but they didn't have self-serve registers yet. They just had 2 registers open with a line going to the back of the store. Yeah, I had there my cart full of Transformers and like a bottle of Pepsi. About to go home and some guy in front of me turned around and looked and went, man, it must be somebody's birthday. And I was like, yep. Because even at that point, I knew it was just better just to go, yep, sure is. Just don't even bother conversating with random people about stuff. Just, yep. Yeah. And I checked out and I went home and my roommate, I lived with my best friend, and he was like, dude, what did you get? And I was like, I hit the jackpot, mofo. And we sat in the living room like playing with my new toys all night, and it was so cool. Man, I am really wishing days like that happened more often, because they are not. Transformers are so expensive now. As a, you know, there's much more expensive things, don't get me wrong, but they have definitely, the nature of, you know, things change. The nature of price does increase over time. That's just the way it is. And of course, with the whole inflation thing going on now, it's went up a whole lot more lately than any of us would like it to. But man, they were, a deluxe used to be about $8, I think, around the time, about $8, $9. And getting them for like $4 was a good deal. And I got so many toys that night. I think it took me a good day to open up every one of them, because I had a lot. A whole lot. Pardon me, I had to pause this for a second because I had to cough. I had to cough really bad. But man, seeing that handful of, it wasn't many, it was like maybe 4 or 5 Optimuses and Megatrons and some Rhinoxes sitting there, really kind of brought that back for me. And I guess that's what I wanted to talk about this month. I admittedly didn't have, I would have probably made this episode last week if I had something to talk about. But I was, like I said, I'm a little burned out. I'm a little brain dead from just life in general right now. Just work, you know, and doing things. It's just kind of hard to come up with an episode every month sometimes. And some guys do podcasts every week. A lot of podcasts are every week. And sometimes it's hard for me to figure out how that's done. But I think that's where I'm going to end it off this month. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to me talk about buying robots on clearance and in like 1999 and going to At Home in the next 2 weeks and buying plastic skeletons. Thank every single one of you for listening to that. Like I said, this podcast is a production of zonebase.org, which can be found at zonebase.org. But this podcast is published through tfradio.net. And that is owned by one Brian Kilby, who's a very busy man. Right now, he's putting shoe horses on the horseshoes on the sheep. He's getting a little tired. He needs a nap. He made a mistake there, but he's a very busy man, and he would appreciate if you checked out the ways to support the TF Radio Network, and that all can be found at tfradio.net. As well as their other shows and showtimes, which you're already listening to. You don't need me to tell you that, but that's all there. And this show will be there as soon as he gets done. You know, the power just went out. I'm sure he's got to put the door back on the barn or something. But that's where that's at. But zonebase.org can be found at, guess where? www.zonebase.org. And the only thing I ask of you is that you please share it with your friends. Please share it. That's all I ask. Thanks, every one of you, for listening. I'll be back next month. This is a monthly podcast. I'll be back next month, hopefully a little more refreshed. But thanks, everyone, for listening, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.